Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, going to be the fog dissipating, then turning partly cloudy, high today around 52. In Kenosha right now, it's 43 degrees. In Burlington, 45. Milwaukee, 42. And Racine also at 42. Governor Scott Walker has declared a state of emergency in Wisconsin due to conditions favorable for wildfires, though in southeast Wisconsin, the fire danger is actually listed as lower at this point. That does not mean fires cannot be started accidentally and become wildfires. That's according to South Shore Fire Department Battalion Chief Mark Pierce. He says that is especially true on windy days. In the past, passing trains often caused grass fires along the tracks. Pierce says new equipment has kind of helped to alleviate that danger.
In recent years, the railroads have, with new equipment and spark arresters on their engines and stuff like that, we haven't had many fires in Mount Pleasant or Sturtevant along the railroad tracks for quite some time.
The DNR has a webpage devoted to tips about preventing wildfires, also recently launching a page that pinpoints the location of wildfires all across Wisconsin. House Speaker Paul Ryan talking to business leaders at the Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce Dinner at Festival Hall last night. Among his comments in a less than 15-minute speech, he said that the country can do better if we get our basics right, touting GOP efforts to counter 8 years under the Obama administration. Did not talk about the presidential race specifically other than to mention there are some intractable problems, in his words, that voters need to settle. Meanwhile, Ryan said the Republicans are still looking for answers from the administration about how $2 billion to combat the Zika virus would be spent.
We're still waiting to hear from the administration follow-up answers to the questions that we've had about what is needed, where it's needed, and what pipeline we need to put the money through.
Ryan will do a Shalom Center luncheon today, then later on the Kenosha Area Business Alliance, a gathering similar to last night's RAMAC dinner. Sears is going to be closing 68 Kmart and 10 Sears stores in 27 states by summer, though which stores have not been announced.
It's the latest announcement from a company that's been struggling with declining sales. The inventory at the stores will be liquidated as part of a plan to start making a profit. The company is also looking at $1.2 billion in debt financing. Most of the stores will be closed by July. I'm Gary Cohen.
Coming up on Monday, another round of meetings on the draft plan for land use and transportation here in southeast Wisconsin for the next 35 years. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission held a series of meetings last year to get recommendations for the Vision 2050 plan, a long-range vision for development in the seven-county region that includes Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee. The draft calls for the encouragement of infill development within and around urban areas with sewer and water service, and more compact development with homes within walking distance of amenities such as parks, schools, and businesses. It also recommends significant improvement and expansion of public transit, including added rapid transit and commuter rail, a well-connected bicycle and pedestrian network, and maximizing the capacity and efficiency of existing arterial streets and highways. The first meeting on the draft plan will be held at Racine's Gateway Technical College Monday night from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesday night, the plan will be available for review at Kenosha's GTC campus, also from 5 to 7 p.m. The final meeting will be in Milwaukee May 5th. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And some new classroom technology as well as new furniture going to be included with the new Knapp and Olympia Brown schools going up in Racine Unified, along with the expansion of Gifford for a K-8 school. Board of Education talking about it this week. Superintendent Lolly Haw saying the purchase of 150 interactive projectors will involve current year budget operational efficiencies.
You know, other years we've had to put extra money into utilities. This year we've had significant cost savings, for example. Other years we've had to, you know, add some additional funding to personnel budgets. And we've had some savings in our employee health benefits. There were some savings different places like that that allowed us to have some, fortunately, to not have to spend referendum dollars and to be able to use these dollars to pay one-time costs and get our schools, our new buildings set up.
Renegotiations of software maintenance contracts also factoring into the total cost, just over $305,000. As for the furniture, Chief Operations Officer David Hazen said 65 classrooms are going to be outfitted. The price tag is just over $1 million. Some of the newer, older furniture in the district will also be utilized. A 34-year-old Racine man who fell off a roof Monday died of his injuries. Carlos Cruz, working on that roof in a home in the 500 block of North Memorial Drive. He was transported to Wheaton Franciscan Medical Center by Racine paramedics, later airlifted up to Frederick Hospital where he passed away. That according to Racine County Medical Examiner Mike Payne. Kenosha County District Attorney's Office charging 33-year-old Trevor resident Joseph Vestuto with first-degree reckless homicide as a repeat offender. That for the New Year's Day heroin death of a Silver Lake man to whom he had allegedly sold the drug. Vestuto, who was convicted of burglary in 2013, could get up to 25 years in prison if convicted. He remains jailed at this point. The charging document says Joseph Cooper purchased $30 worth of heroin from Vestuto, which he shared with his girlfriend and who found him dead later on. Drones could be banned from Mount Pleasant parks, including just flying over them, similar to an Oak Creek ordinance, while state statute would be incorporated classifying a drone as having a camera and or recording device capability and using it against anybody expecting privacy, a Class A misdemeanor. The Park and Recreation Advisory Board talked about it Thursday. Police Chief Tim Zarzecki attending a training session on drones with a retired Green Bay police captain who's an enthusiast and now consults with law enforcement on dealing with these devices. Zarzecki says these things are growing in popularity.
We can definitely enact, you know, adopt their the state one and then add to it, and we can definitely say that we shouldn't have drones land or take off in our parks. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could do that. But he cautioned me and said that, you know, again, most of your drone people are law-abiding hobbyists and enthusiasts. And he said slowly they're seeing the places where they can do these things are being constricted more and more every day.
Board Chair Terry Meyer noted just one village park is less than 5 miles from an airport, which precludes drones by federal law unless there's authorization. A proposed ordinance is going to be crafted, sent through the Finance Legal Licensing Committee for review, then onto the full village board. The Racine Common Council this week, it was a little out of the ordinary in terms of organizational meetings. First, there was the vote for council president, Dennis Weiser being reelected over more senior alderman Mike Shields. And then with the mayor's committee assignments, Alderman Sandy Widener voiced some criticism about being placed on the Public Safety and Licensing Committee.
I had sent the mayor and the city administrator an email last week informing you that I would not be able to serve on the Public Safety and Licensing Committee. You had that information before you made your appointments.
The check with the mayor's office indicates no change has been made to that committee, which is chaired again by Alderman Jeff Coe. Alderman Q.A. Shakur to head up Finance and Personnel. Alderman Terry McCarthy, Public Works and Services. Meanwhile, Alderman Widener's requested the district attorney's office look into the council presidency vote and the fact it turned out Mayor Dickert broke the tie vote of the alderman, which had been done by secret ballot. A recording of the meeting only has the mayor saying that Alderman Weiser had been elected. And the new police chief in Kenosha, well, he's planning to build on the successes of his predecessor, John Morrissey. Morrissey stepping down this week. He's been replaced by Dan Miskinis. He was sworn in Tuesday night. In an interview, Miskinis had nothing but praise for his former boss.
He was very active, very well-liked, and he's left the department in great shape. I think my success will be on his shirt tails, so I can fill up some things he did.
No major changes?
No, I don't anticipate any major changes.
Miskinis anticipating the same challenges Morrissey faced, like dealing with a tight budget and watching over an extremely young bunch of officers out there on the streets. WRJN.com is our webpage. We have our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.